The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Now let's talk vaccination in WA. Where are we at?
We are at more than 1,311,000 fully vaxxed, 59.4% of the WA population 12 and over. I feel like this is going to be a real contest between us tomorrow, because you've been saying Friday.
Yeah.
And I was saying over the weekend. So it is going to be nail biting.
Yeah, yeah. Who knows?
If we get 0.6% jump, then you get to your 60.
Which one of us has a better gauge of the vaccination willingness of Western Australia?
Yeah, I know. Well, it'll be interesting. We'll see tomorrow.
Get the jab. Roll up your sleeves, WA.
Yes, roll.
Prove me right. Prove Tinny wrong.
Let us know. Well, I'd be more than happy for 20% to go and get jabbed today.
Do you know what I would like to see? I would like just every now and then to get an occasional 16 plus vax figure.
I know it's not your fault
because that's all the other states are doing it.
Yeah.
And so when I hear that South Australia is 62.7 over 16s and like better than us, it's like, but are they better than us though?
Well, we're over 60s, obviously. But
yeah, we'd have to be well over 60.
But we decided the measurement was going to be different.
Which is everything better. It's better. I don't argue with it.
Yeah. I mean, it accurately depicts the people who are getting the jab.
Mm.
But you know, can we all just agree on one standard across the country?
But you know what's going to happen? When they allow Pfizer for the under-12s, we're going to have to go back to 5+.
Well, see, this is,
and then we'll go down to probably, I don't even know what, 37%.
It feels like, you know, probably got a vested interest here because my family's overage, but it feels like goalposts just constantly keep moving and we don't really know what's happening. And you're constantly in limbo land, and it's been almost 2 years of this now.
Yeah.
So we just need a plan out. There's a hell of a lot of people in WA who are originally from overage. And I know you could say, go back to where you came from. Sure. But there are a lot of skilled workers. I'm pointing at myself, but there are a lot of skilled workers from overage who help this state keep going and keep the economy roaring. And so it's really important that we have a roadmap or a plan out, because what's going to happen, and you can see this now, some people who were welded supporters to the hard border are loosening.
Mm.
And you're going to end up getting this situation where people are going to be angry about it, and suddenly I suspect the popularity figures might change a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's perhaps when the Premier might start to act, when the shift is happening.
It's funny how politicians do that, make decisions based on what affects their popularity.
Might be worth getting onto it earlier, I suspect.